What is up, guys? It's your boy SJ4K here. Welcome back to another podcast episode. This is episode 27, right? Yeah. Pretty sure. I will double check, but I'm feeling the song right now. This is have you guys ever heard of Azerts? He's really famous on YouTube. He's known for voice impressions, doing Cleveland Brown and Kendrick Lamar and Stewie Griffin, Ted, all those mostly movie and TV show characters. Carol Baskin, yeah, he's known for that too. He did that impression actually, and he nailed it. There goes my bride. I'm sorry, I'm getting too into it. I gotta try not to sing. I have to finish what I'm trying to say. But yeah, he started making music a year ago. He dropped the EP, it's called At Last Sight. And this is like the first single that's on that EP, and I feel like this song deserves more credit, because it's so beautiful, and it has a vibe. Come on, how can you tell me this ain't vibey? This will lift your spirits up, man. This is like, bro, this dude is gonna be a good R&B artist. I really think if I could ever get Fareef to be on the podcast, it would be an honor. Like, for real. To be honest with you, I have tried to get in touch with him. He has noticed here and there, but he hasn't DM'd me yet. But I will definitely let you guys know. Because now we're doing interviews now. That's another thing we're going to start doing. Interviews. It's another thing. Which I'm really going to really get into that. I'm going to have my boy Jaleel this week to come on the podcast. I didn't have him do it on last week. Because last week was a really busy week. But yeah. His Spotify is 4RIF, which is Fareef. So I suggest you go check it out. His music is actually really, really good. I suggest you go check it out. His like top song is August. August is like, it speaks to the heart. Like, it's just a beautiful song in general. I know I can't sing, but I try. But I don't care what people think. If I think I can sing, that's all that matters, in my opinion. Yeah, I suggest you go check out his music. His music is actually really, really good. His work deserves more credit. His music is a vibe. But, yeah. Like I said, there will be interviews coming up. There will be interviews coming up later this week. There will be interviews. Like I said, my boy's going to be on the podcast, and I'm going to try to get Fareef on the podcast episode. I'm going to try, and it would be an honor if I can actually get him on an episode. That would be amazing. It's probably going to be extremely long, but I'm willing to do it, because I have so many questions. I have a lot of questions to ask this man. So hopefully he accepts the offer. Hopefully. And I'll let you guys know. And Yeah. I am staying safe. I have been staying home. I've not been really going out. I have been doing Uber Eats orders because you gotta find, you gotta make money somehow. So, but besides that, I have not left the house for anything else. That's just basically it. So, but like doing a few couple Eats orders to make some money and then come back home. That's it. End of story. Nothing else. Not go to the store unless I really need to. Unless I want something to snack on. Then yeah, but besides that, that's it. But But yeah, I've been hearing about this Doja Cat canceled BS going on YouTube right now. I might not know her personally, but like, let's keep it real. Not, the thing is, like, we say things we don't mean, and to be honest with you, I kid you not, I don't see her racist. I really don't. I really don't. I don't see her as a racist person. That's just my opinion. Like, I just don't see it, you know what I mean? And plus, she even mentioned, if what did she say? I forgot what she said. I totally forgot. As a matter of fact, let's roll it. Let's roll the footage. As a matter of fact, hold on a second.
But I'm also kind of a dumbass. In this video, I'm being completely fucking blackout drunk and completely fucking dumb. I have turned off the smart switch in my brain, and this is where I'm saying, shut the fuck up, you, and then I say, hard R, the N-word. Now, they thought that I was saying, and maybe some of you thought that I was saying, call me the hard R N-word. I'm in no way into race play. It's not something that I don't know anybody who does it.
You know what? I agree 100% with that. I think she's telling the truth. I don't think she's lying. I really don't. Because if you could tell if somebody's lying, if you can tell that they're lying if they're laughing or if they're not even, you know, like, even sincere about it. If they, like, really, like, they look to the almost to the point where they're angry, I feel like it shouldn't be taken out of proportion like it is now. But if, I'm not sure if that's her as a person. I don't know her personally, but I don't think we should slander her. I really don't think we should. I don't think it's a good idea. I really don't. You gotta really know somebody before slandering, especially if it's a celebrity. If you don't know them, and you're just spreading rumors, just coming up with rumors about them just out of the blue, even if it's true or not, I feel like it shouldn't be out in the world. It just doesn't make sense to me. But, you know, I'm just gonna roll low a little bit more and see.
People who made this video about me are Abbott and Preach, who made this video. I think it was Preach that knows people who are into race play. I am in no way. I am completely not into it. I'm kinky as fuck. Very kinky. But
if you've seen her lives, you would know. Because I see some very kinky things. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. It's not even a joke. It's not even a joke anymore.
To that extent, no. So, I think that that's where they tied it in. Maybe Preach thought that I was talking about race play, or I was trying to perform that in public, in some way, in the chat. But that's completely fucking false. I think they just misheard me, but that's the truth. Tiny chat being white supremacist, that was one bullet. I debunk that. Arabic tweet. Now, the Arabic tweet. A lot of my fans went and pretty much slammed that. I haven't addressed it, but I feel like this is the perfect time to. I have never made a tweet about Arabic people, Arabic culture.
I've not seen one tweet about something about Arabic people or culture. I hadn't seen one, not one tweet. I've been scrolling through Twitter for about a minute. I've been scrolling through Twitter for a minute, and but yeah, I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know. I still fuck with Doja Cat regardless of the rumors or whatever the fuck is going on right now. Excuse my language, but I really don't think this is really that serious. Like, yeah, racism, yeah. I don't preach for that. But, like, low-key, But, yeah, this is real. But, because of these things, your career can end quickly. Like, no joke. You gotta be careful what you do on social media. You gotta be careful of everything. Like, for real. It's no joke out here right now. Anything they find of you, anything they find of you, you will literally get slandered for it. Like, it's no joke. Like, okay, I kind of agree with the, like, Yeah, I kind of agree with the response didn't really help. But, like, we all make dumb decisions in the past. And I feel like we should slander her for past information. I feel like slandering somebody for what they did that was stupid back then is really unnecessary. I feel like it's just not... I feel like it's just not...
I'm very sorry to anybody who's taken offense, to anybody who I've hurt.
This is Entertainment Tonight, they 2 hours ago. A literally hashtag Doja Cat is over Parker. There's a literally... Yo, there was low-key... Those were low-key trending. They're still trending right now. This is some BS, bro. Like, 1 minute, we loved her. Yeah. And then... A couple weeks later, you hear her getting slandered. Like, I was not expecting any of this. Yeah, I saw all the videos. Yeah, I saw all of them. I've watched every single one. And it upsets me that some of us slander celebrities for things, but if it's like involving racism or anything against black people, oh yeah, definitely, I'm on y'all side. But like for me, you gotta have proof. You gotta have proof of that. Like, you have to have evidence. Like, I'm not gonna believe you if you don't have evidence. Like, I'm not like everybody else. Like, as soon as you prove it to me, then I'll believe you. But, yeah, I hope Doja Cat's holding up, man. I really do. Because this is hard, especially for a woman. This is hard as hell. This is crazy. I don't think anybody's going to listen to her music after this. I think I'm going to be the only one that's still going to be listening to Doja Cat still. I think I'm going to be the only one listening to her music. I'm going to be the only one. Because I'm a hardcore Doja fan. Alright? I've been listening to her since Tia Tamara came out. And it's a shame that now... to be ashamed to listen to her music. It is, like, I don't want to feel that way. But if people call me racist for it, I don't care. I'm not even racist anyway. I have so many friends that are white, black, Hispanic, light-skinned. How can I be racist? How? Please tell me. Please. I would love somebody to try to slander me against racism. I really want someone to try. Because I guarantee you, everybody, my fan base, my YouTube fans, they all gonna have my back. Because they all know that's not true. They all know I'm not racist. I have so many friends that are different nationalities and color. Like, for real. How am I racist? I cannot be racist if I'm friends with people with different nationalities and I have nothing against them. Like, someone actually called me racist once, actually, on Twitter. Someone actually called me racist. I didn't even tweet anything that had anything to do with racism at all. Like, it was just like a tweet. Oh, I put out this video or whatever, blah, 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 blah. And then, you're racist, this and that, blah, 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 blah. Like, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, and it just upsets me.
Was also called out for a song she wrote in 2015 titled, Didn't Do Nothing,
which is a racist slur mocking victims of police brutality.
That song is in zero ways, in no way connected to police brutality or Sandra Bland. And
yeah, she did that song. That song is real. And that song was not released at all. That song was like a deleted song, which I'm glad that she made that decision. That's proof that she was smart making that decision, because she knew that was going to end her career. I'm glad that she didn't release it. But, you know, people get these links and get these songs with, you know, they always try to get their hands on anything. Social media, hackers, anything. They'll get their hands on anything. Like, anything involving a celebrity, especially with drama, they're going to go for anything. I'm telling you.
The 24-year-old went on to give her explanation behind the song.
The term that I used in the song is one that I learned that day. So people were calling me it left and right, and I used it in a song. And it was to kind of take back and just say f*** you to those people.
I get it. Sometimes
the worst, maybe the worst song in the entire world.
At least she admitted it to herself. I can give her that. At least she admitted it to herself that it was the worst song on the entire earth. Like, at least she admitted it. I can give her that, okay? I don't care if people come at me for this episode. I really don't care. I feel like her making that decision was definitely smart, in my opinion. I really think she made a smart decision. That is the smart decision I think she ever made. But, when I say her career's over, no, I wouldn't say her career is over. I would say it's over for now. Like, let's keep it real. Social media, like, after drama, after they hear about that shit, that it goes away after a while. It just doesn't last long. Drama doesn't last long. You know how many rumors have been spread about me, and I had to address it. I actually can well address drama. Like, for real. Let's keep it real. I am the most responding to drama, especially giving you the truth guy of all time. Because I'm too honest. And you know what's funny? She's black too. And that is ridiculous to me. She's black too. I don't get it. She said in an Instagram story, I think. Yeah. It says, since I was a kid, I should have been on some of these chat room sites, but I personally have never been involved in any racist conversations. I'm sorry to anyone that I offended. I'm a black woman. Half of my family is black from South Africa, and I'm very proud of where I came from. You know, I didn't even know she was from... I didn't know half of her family was black. Oh, wow. You see, that we learn something new every day. If I knew her personally, I wouldn't have knew this, but I want to be, if Doja Cat was going through this situation, I would low-key be her friend. Low-key. I would be there. I'm like, do you need anything? You need a drink? Something? Want something to eat? Like, I'm one of those people. Like, I know drama can really get you like that. Like, it can really make you upset. I've gotten to that point. That last drama that I went through with me not having editing software and all that crap or whatever, and not having the equipment to add in and stuff like that. That drama really spiked up on my channel. It almost ended my YouTube career. Almost. It literally almost. As for the old Resurface was no way tied to anything outside of my own personal experience. It was written to respond to people who often used that term to hurt me. I made an attempt to flip its meaning, but recognized that it was a bad decision to use the term in my music. Yeah. You know what? I'm glad that... You know what? I accept her apology. I know I'm probably going to get hate for this, but I don't care. I don't care what y'all think. I don't care. This is my opinion. This is how I feel. In general, if I knew her personally, I would still agree with her. And you know why? Because she's a black woman. She's a black woman. Not because of just her color. Not just because of her color. Just because... she was honest. Brutally honest. And if she showed me proof, evidence, everything, I'm gonna believe her. Like, social media, let's keep it real. Half of y'all don't believe shit. Let's just keep it real. Y'all don't believe anything that's on social media. Y'all believe everything that's on social media. Like... anything you see, you believe. Like, how do you know? My mom, low-key, yesterday, I told her about this. I told her about this drama before I started wanting to do a podcast episode of it. I told her, this is what's going on right now. I'm like, what y'all kids don't understand is how the hell do you know? And she's absolutely right. You don't know. I don't know why y'all think y'all know everything. You don't. You don't, and you think you do. I'm 18. I'm older than everybody that watches my YouTube channel right now. Well, okay, I'm lying, because there's like 18, 24, but... like, the kids, though... I'm older than each one of them. My cousins watch my channel. I'm older than all my cousins. I'm the oldest. Like, let's keep it real. And do not take that statement wrong that I said that I would agree with her because she's a black woman. It doesn't even matter regardless of race or gender. It don't even matter. If it's a friend of mine... or it's a good friend that I know, or someone I know personally that I mess with, I will believe them. So don't take that wrong, because I know some of y'all are going to take that wrong. So that's the reason why I'm putting it to rest. Because as soon as you say something wrong, especially saying like, well, I agree with her because she's a black woman, people are going to start tripping. So that's the reason why I even wanted to say that. Just so I don't get slandered for racism too. Because I'm not racist. I'm not racist. If I was, oh man, I would hate myself. Low key. I have nothing against white people. I have nothing against light skins. I have nothing against African American, Caucasian people. I have nothing against any of y'all at all. Like, y'all are my people. I love all of you. Like, y'all all... Like, y'all... The whole world is like... The whole world, to me, is like... Beautiful. Like, we stand together. We fight together. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, don't take that... Don't... You better not... Better not try to ruin my career, okay? I'm not Doja Cat, okay? See, now I'm just agreeing with her. Now I'm agreeing with her. I'm sorry. But I have mixed feelings. I have mixed feelings. I don't know if this is real or not. I have mixed feelings. I don't know how I feel. I don't know how I feel about this situation. And I'm not going to dive deep into it because I don't know her personally. But I'm just saying and how I feel and what's my opinion on what's going on. That's basically it. I have nothing else to say. If you guys enjoyed this episode, definitely tune back in. And, yeah. Doja, you probably ain't even gonna listen to this, but but be positive, girl. Be safe. Be positive. Don't let this drama break you down. Cause to be honest with you, at the end of the day, it is what it is. At the end of the day, it is what it is. And trust me, Doja, it'll go away. It'll go away eventually. It will go away. Drama with social media, it does not last long. Trust me. It does not last forever. A few people remember it, and a lot of people forget about it. Like, for real. Let's keep it real. So, yeah, stay safe. I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you to make better decisions in the future, and I definitely still gonna listen to your music regardless of what's going on right now, because I mess with your music hardcore. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and share this to Doja Cat. Share it to Doja Cat, y'all.